It has been a brisk and chilly winter day across eastern New York and western New England. It's not extremely cold for this time of year, but temperatures are on the cool side, and when you factor in that breeze, it feels even chillier. And of course, when you are stuck under the clouds, you're not really able to benefit from the sun angle, so that makes it feel cool as well. There have been some thin spots in the clouds and even some breaks in the clouds, mainly to the south and southeast of the capital region. We've had some snow showers around, and the lake effect snow has been piling up through portions of the western Adirondacks and Tug Hill Plateau. And some of those snow showers have worked through the Adirondacks to the Lake Champlain area. So we are seeing some dustings of snow in some spots outside of that a heavier lake effect snow band to the north of the thruway. And coming up tonight, we'll still see a few snow showers around. There's still the chance for a couple of heavier bursts of snow north and west of the capital region. So be mindful if you're going to be out. There is the chance that there may be enough of these snow showers to dust the ground in some spots. But by and large, outside of that lake effect snow band, I do not expect any significant accumulations. It is going to be on the chilly side. Overnight lows tonight will be in the teens to around 20 degrees. The wind will ease up a bit, but it's not going to stop completely. So there's going to be a chill effect, a wind chill effect coming up tonight. So bundle up if you're going to be out. And bundle up if you're going to be out tomorrow. It's actually going to feel like winter on Leap Day. Temperatures will be largely in the 20s. It'll be breezy once again, so you'll definitely want to dress warmly if you're going to be out tomorrow. There will be a few scattered snow showers around, but there shouldn't be anything too significant in terms of snow. So it should be a good day to hit the ski slopes tomorrow. Just be sure you're dressed for it. Sunday will be a cold day again, but it's going to be less windy and brighter as high pressure moves through. Then on Monday, that high will work off to the east, and on the backside of that high pressure, the wind will turn more to the south, and a warm front will approach, and that means temperatures on Monday will be on the warmer side as we go up into the 30s and 40s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, highs in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, a few squalls, cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, highs in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a few flurries, breezy and cold, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers, cold, lows in the teens to near 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with some rain and snow showers, highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.